All right, really happy to be joined now once again by the Newburyport Daily News sports editor, Max Cerullo. And Mac, happy spring. How are you?
Hey, how's it going? Happy to be back.
Yeah, going pretty well. The weather getting better by increments, I guess, just as I suppose the vaccinations are helping this thing get better. But, Mac, I want to start really right there with the vaccination thing because you have some big articles in the paper this weekend and today regarding Newburyport High School sports. And why don't we start right there and let us know what happened?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just really a shame. You know, basically, long story short, the Newburyport High School is experiencing a COVID outbreak within its student body and within the some of its athletic programs. And unfortunately, you know, with the football season coming to a close this coming weekend, they basically determined they were not going to be able to get back on the field in time to, you know, hold their annual rivalry game with Amesbury. And so they had to pull the plug. So, you know, Newburyport is officially finished for the Fall 2 season. Their girls volleyball team, which was in the midst of their best season ever since they're a pretty young program. And they went 9-2 this year. They were in the Cape Ann League tournament semifinals and probably would have won and certainly hopefully would have had a good chance to, you know, make a run for the championship. They had to, you know, shut down too. And, you know, it's just really tough. You know, I guess, you know, quick shout out to the track team. You know, the Newburyport track programs did not have any issues and were able to finish their season successfully. The girls track program just three-peated as champions. Actually, before the first of those three, they never won one, believe it or not. So, you know, really great season for them and for the track programs. But otherwise, yeah, just not what you want. You know, it's, you want to see these kids have a chance to, you know, finish the job and finish their careers the right way. So to have this outbreak and this shutdown is really just unfortunate.
I think especially where it's so late in this whole thing with everybody getting vaccinated, it seems to me like optimism is abounding and, you know, people are, I don't want to say they're being less careful, but, you know, we're being more active and, very disappointing. And I know that the schools don't give out information, but do you know if it's just sort of a contract tracing thing or if somebody actually got sick? Do they reveal that kind of information?
Yeah, it's, I can't tell you, like, you know, with hard data.
Right.
Exactly what happened, but I do know that Newburyport High's athletes are part of a pool testing program. And to put it as simply as possible, the pool testing results showed that there was a problem. And, over the course of the week, that problem did not get any better.
Oh boy.
So,
yeah.
That's pretty much where they're at. And, you know, as far as the vaccinations go, I think that one thing that we're seeing with schools is that a lot of people are vaccinated, but not very many students are
right.
vaccinated.
Good point.
So I think
yep.
Literally today is the first day that people 16 and over are even eligible
yep.
to receive the vaccine. So, you know, I think we have to be careful with, like, you know, especially, you know, the younger people. You know, I kind of put myself in that category. I'm only 30. So, you know, people our age and younger and high school kids are, it's tempting to act like everything has gone back to normal, but it's still probably going to be another month or two before we really hopefully start seeing some real significant progress within the younger age group. And so, you know, for anybody who's out there listening, you know, who hasn't gotten vaccinated yet, you know, it's no, you know, no excuse now. You're eligible probably. And, you know, there's appointments out there. I got my mine scheduled this morning.
Excellent. All right.
Hopefully be getting my first shot on Friday, and you know, hope everybody out there takes advantage, because that's the only way this is going to finally be a thing of the past.
That's great. And with opening up to everyone now, that's really good. You got your appointment very quickly, so that's great to hear.
Yeah, I was very woke up first thing in the morning. Wanted to make sure.
There you go. Well, now the dominoes started falling, of course, when Newburyport had to cancel, and that affected, as you mentioned, the Thanksgiving Day football game, which would have been this weekend with Amesbury. But you have a story that Amesbury found an opponent pretty quickly.
Yes, they did. So Amesbury will be wrapping its season up on Saturday at 1 o'clock against Cambridge Ringe and Latin. And that'll be at Landry Stadium, and should be a pretty good game. So Cambridge, I was given a heads up that was going down this morning, and so a quick Google search and a little research showed that Cambridge is an interesting team. They are 2-2, and they played in the dual county league championship game this past weekend, and they got absolutely killed by Lincoln Sudbury. They lost 49-0. So obviously they are, you know, they took some bumps there, but that team is still pretty good. They, you know, a couple of their wins that they have had this year have been pretty exciting. They had a game against, I believe it was Wayland. They won it. They ended up winning it 48-42, and they were down by like 14 points pretty late. Made a comeback, and you know, it was one of those kind of, you know, really exciting high school games that you, you know, always look look forward to getting every once in a while. So they're legit. You know, I think Amesbury, I would imagine, should be the favorite. Just kind of certainly just considering how dominant Amesbury has been over the last month. But you know, there's virtually, like, how do you compare these two teams? Like, there's no non-league games we can really compare. Like, I have no idea how good they are. I mean, maybe Lincoln Sudbury is just a juggernaut, too. So, like, you can't really read too much into that result either.
Yeah, Lincoln Sudbury usually is pretty good in everything for and you know, this is similar to when Winthrop played Framingham. I mean, Winthrop, Framingham is a school four times the size of Winthrop, but, you know, the football teams matched up and Winthrop won. This is a similar, and they didn't know anything about Framingham either. Kind of a similar situation.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. Yeah, that's, you know, I think that's actually a great comparison. I think it'll be fun. Yeah, Cambridge, I think they normally play in Division II, right? I mean, they're certainly, I mean, actually, if I'm not mistaken, Cambridge is like one of the biggest schools in the state, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, so I don't know. Either way, certainly a size mismatch, but under the circumstances, I doubt anybody really cares. Like, they're just like, you got to play the games you can, you know?
Absolutely. Hey, well, listen, thanks for that. I mean, I saw that on Twitter this morning, and it was fortuitous that, you and I had planned to talk anyway. So that was great. And I have an interview. I talked with Coach McQueen over at Amesbury, and they're very excited, of course, to be able to play, and they're very disappointed, you know, that Newburyport can't play. And of course, you know, Coach was feeling bad for all the Newburyport kids, as we all do. That's the bad news. But the good news is that Newburyport High School did have a very good Fall 2 season overall, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. So, it's, you know, obviously, it's, you know, what happened with at the end really is kind of a real bummer. But this has been just, like, a really awesome year for Newburyport High Athletics as a whole. You know, basically right up until this last issue, you know, the football team, they ended up finishing 3-2. And I think they would probably look at that as a little bit of a disappointment just because they had a humongous senior class, tons of talent. And, you know, the game against Ipswich they lost, I mean, Ipswich is awesome. I think that you kind of have to kind of accept that one. The game they lost against Linfield was certainly a missed opportunity because they had, you know, tons of chances to score, and the end of the first and second half could have won. It didn't work out, but either way, you know, they would have probably had a competitive game against, you know, North Reading. That game ended up getting canceled. And look, their game, had they played Amesbury, that would have been a classic. Those, you know, this is probably the best the two teams have both been at the same time since the 2012 season. And, you know, that year it was like a legit de facto Cape Ann League title game. So, you know, in that respect, you know, Newburyport football had a lot to be proud of. They were a really good team. They certainly, you know, they're going to lose a ton of seniors, but they've got some guys coming back next year who can play. The quarterback, Finn Sullivan, was awesome this year. You know, really a breakout season for him. And, you know, either way, you know, the football team did great. You know, the girls volleyball team, like I said, was terrific. This is only their fourth year. Last year, they make the state tournament for the first time. And this year, they, you know, they would have, I don't know exactly what their potential would have been, but like they certainly would have been in the conversation in the you know, in their state tournament. That was a thing, and you know they beat Linfield. So if they met them in the Cape Ann League Championship game, I mean they certainly would have had a chance to win it. So that was great. And I mentioned the track already. You know, just a great season for them as well.
And just kind of rounding out Fall 2, Cape Ann League. I mean, obviously, you know, Linfield, Ipswich in football having tremendous years. We already mentioned Amesbury. And everybody in the league, Mac, has been competitive. And I'm going to give a little shout-out to Manchester Essex. They're overmatched with most of these teams and schools. But they also, you know, they play a hard game.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I had a chance to see them play against Triton, and that game was awesome. You know, they came from behind, you know, basically it was like, you know, Triton was down. They made this great last late drive to take the lead, and then Manchester responded. It was one of those kind of great games. So I want to just give a shout-out to Triton football. If you didn't see it in the paper, the Triton played maybe the best game of the year in the Cape Ann League against Linfield on Saturday. They ended up losing in double overtime. And they basically, they had Linfield on the ropes almost the whole game. They were up by, they were up 14-6 for, I mean, pretty much the entire second half. And Linfield, you gotta, I gotta give Linfield credit for this. That, that team knows how to make winning plays. They did it against, Newburyport, like I said. They did it against Pentucket with a late pick six to get a win there. And then, you know, down basically to their last shot, they tied the game with, including a 2-point conversion. And then they just, put the pedal on in overtime and, you know, eventually Triton finally kind of, couldn't keep up. But, you know, look, Triton's record is 0-5, but that's a much improved team. They've been really good this year, but you certainly compared to where they had been the last couple of years when they just, you know, were decimated by injury. So, you know, shout out to those guys. Their game against Pentucket is going to be a blast on Friday, I think.
Good stuff. I'm going to link, I'm going to link to your articles too, when we post this. And you know, it's funny, Mac. I don't want to rush things, but I'm really looking forward to fall football this year coming up in August, you know?
That's going to be fun, but like, we got the whole spring season.
I know.
It's been 2 years. I was just thinking, like, you know, just the other day, actually, I collected my first spring box score in 2 years. Governor's Academy girls lacrosse beat Brooks, and I was like, oh wow, yeah, like look at this team, like look at these girls. It's been a while. Like they have sophomores who are are making their high school debuts. And I was like, oh, that's just how it's going to be. Like we have no idea what any of these spring teams are going to look like, except like I guess like the one exception I think is Amesbury softball. They had this awesome, or they have this awesome group of, it was freshmen, and then obviously last year it doesn't happen. So now these girls are all juniors, and like, I was thinking, like, geez, when these girls are upperclassmen, like, everybody's in trouble. And now, like, oh yeah, here we go. it looks like they're gonna have a chance to have a state tournament and everything. So that's one team I think I can safely say is going to be, it's gonna be a problem this year. And I'm sure we'll have to wait and see who else turns up. There's lots of kids just waiting to make their debuts, you know, kind of the kids who should have been stars last year, and we're just going to see them for the first time now.
Yeah, it's funny. When I look at the timestamps on the most recent spring games, you're seeing, you know, 2019 on there, you know, and it's like, what? It's 2 years ago, as you said. It's crazy. It's nuts.
Triton Outdoor Boys Track is technically still the defending state champion, so that's another, there's another one for
okay.
you.
All righty.
There could even be others. It's been 2 years. I forgot.
Okay, so when does spring sports actually begin?
Yes, so tryouts begin a week from today. On April 26th. You will see the, you know, baseball, softball, lacrosse, all that good stuff start happening on your local field, and we will be at it until the end of June. Maybe, I'm not exactly sure how the state tournament schedule is going to work, but I think it's possible that we could see the, like, state semifinals and state championship games maybe creep into the first day or two of July.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, look, if you're a team, if you make a state title game, you'll play, like, in August if you have to.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think they'll, it should be a fun season. And one of the added benefits is that we're skipping the really, like, cold and crappy part of April. So when the games get started, it's going to be nice right away.
Yeah, some of those baseball games are hard to cover in some of these fields. Your fingers begin to freeze there while you're still watching the games. That's true. Mac, great job, man. You've been very busy, and I'm going to point everybody to the Newburyport Daily News for your stuff because you got so much stuff in there. It's all current, up to date, with lots of kids' names, and that's just super. So thank you for that.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, it's a lot of work, but it's you know, to try to do my best for the kids, you know.
Absolutely. That's what we're doing, man. Listen, get your shot this week, and we'll talk again maybe a couple of weeks down the road when spring sports get started.
Absolutely. We'll love to talk to you.
Appreciate it, Mac. Thank you so much. All right, that's Mac Cerullo. I thought I was going to say goodbye, but that's Mac Cerullo, who is the sports editor at the Newburyport Daily News. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.